Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey,
we're back.
We're back after a while.
It has been a while.
It's been like, so today is what, the 16th of December? That won't matter to you guys because you'll hear this when it comes out. It's supposed to come out tomorrow, I think, because we're that far behind. But anyway, we have not recorded since before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Our last one up was a Thanksgiving one. It has been a while. We have had some challenges. I've had some challenges calendar-wise and schedule-wise, and it just be that way sometimes, Steph.
It does.
Just be that way sometimes. And things get busy, and life is life. And so
we embrace the seasons and the change and all
you
that.
You have to just kind of
be.
You just got to go with it. There was a time when I was so much more rigid about those things, and I would not have missed. I would have just had to find some way to push through. And then with that, what you end up doing when that's the case is you end up having to say no to something, right?
Yep.
So I would have said no to things that were more important to keep schedules on things that are less important. And I'm not saying that the podcast is less important. But,
right. You're not saying
but
that.
But in some ways it is compared to certain things.
But like, you have a lot going on there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, compared to certain things, it is.
Yeah,
and
true.
So there was times where I'd have been so rigid about it, and I would have been like, no, we're doing it no matter what. I'd have been up in here at midnight doing it or something like that, you know. And this last season of life, I don't know, God's just helping me learn this, that,
yes,
that this ain't worth it.
No to hustle culture.
Yes, that's a good one, Steph.
Thank
you. Hashtag Steph. All right. No to hustle culture. That's true.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so we just had to make some choices. And so we decided to take a little break. But I think it was probably okay. You know, there's been times where we haven't had an episode come out on a Wednesday or something, you know, and we've gotten tons of messages about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
These past ones, we haven't gotten any. So that's either we've lost, lost the listeners completely because we haven't been doing what we said we were going to do, or they've been busy with life because of Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're going to go with that one.
There's grace.
That'll make me feel better.
Thank y'all for understanding, whoever's listening.
Yes, but we are back. And we're back to kind of get us set, ready to go through the holiday season.
Yes,
and
approaching the new year.
Kick off a new year. 2026 is literally here.
For real.
How's that even possible?
We're about to blink and it's going to be 2026.
How's that even possible?
Mm-hmm.
Olivia just came home from her finishing her first semester of college, and I feel like
insert claps right here. Woo!
Woo, woo, woo. I feel like she just left for school, and then she just already finished. She's literally an eighth done already. That's crazy. Anyway, she didn't like when I say that, but it's crazy.
Because it reminds her of math.
Yeah. She suffered through her math this time. So
she's doing amazing.
Yeah,
she's doing amazing.
She's killing it. She's
inspiring killing it. Lady. She's an aspiring
Absolutely.
Lady.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very proud of her. And so anyway, it's a funny podcast thing. It's about her. So she came back yesterday after her 4.5 hour calculus exam, right? And she's been calculus is driving her crazy, and she's annoyed with it, and she, you know, she's just mad about it, and so she got home last night, and she came to Madeline's ball game. I had to go get Madeline. I said, I'll pick you up. You can ride with me to get Madeline. And so she gets in the car. We're talking about her exam and stuff. And I was like, honey, I have found this great podcast that you're going to love. I found this amazing podcast. And I had found, a few minutes before I picked her up, I had found a calculus podcast. So she's like, well, play this podcast you found for me. I'm excited. I need a new podcast in my life. I was like, oh, you're going to love it. And I push play. And this guy goes, welcome to the calculus podcast. Calculus 101. And then he goes, this episode is hosted by Adam. I was like, this is the greatest joke ever. Anyway, of course, we didn't listen to it any further and she got mad at me, but it was pretty funny.
I know she laughed.
Funny, but how can you not laugh at that? I think it's genius. Anyway, it was a good joke. So, but we're back,
Yay.
Steph. We're here.
We're back.
No to hustle culture. Back to just doing what we do.
Yes.
Without the culture of hustle and without the pressure and with some grace. So
yes.
We're back in our series we started like a month ago.
Yes.
That we only got one done.
Yes, and that's fine. Yeah. We've got more coming.
We got them coming, yep. And they're good little short episodes, so today's will be two.
Yep, nice bite-sized.
Yep. So what are we doing, Steph? Get us back on track.
So the series that we had started about a month ago is called Lies Satan Tells You About Scripture. So what was the first one? You already know it is the lie.
Yeah.
So.
The first lie, that was episode 226?
Yes, 226.
That was the lie that you already know everything there anyway. Mm-hmm. So the premise behind what we're talking through is just short little things that we can understand, these small little lies that Satan likes to tell us to keep us from reading the scripture, mm-hmm. to keep us out of the word, right? And if I were Satan, if I were the enemy, one of the main things I would try to do is I would try to keep you from reading the word of God, right?
Right.
Get you to do anything, get distracted by anything. And you and I can both probably attest to, I know we can,
yeah.
that we felt this. Like there's a crazy amount of spiritual warfare from the enemy that goes to keeping you out of your Bible.
Yeah, right? As soon as you wake up.
Oh, yeah. Keeping you out of the Bible, right? Because if that is the living word of God, right, and everything you would possibly need to combat the enemy is found in the word, to fortify your strength, to understand who God is, the nature of God, you know, all those things, they're found in the word of God. And if this thing is alive, of course he's going to try his best to keep you from the word of God. And what made me want to do this series was I have seen this so much, not only in my personal life, but in people's lives as I pastor them, that there has been this assault from the enemy lately on people being in the word. Right.
Yeah.
And I ran across 2 Corinthians 2:11, which is this verse from Paul. We did in that last episode in the first episode of this series, where Paul is saying, "Hey, you can recognize these things. You can recognize his lies." And so I thought we'd spend a little bit of time, quick little short episodes, recognizing the lies that he tells us to keep us from reading the word. So the first one, like you said a minute ago, was you already know it, right?
Yeah.
And that's a big total lie. Like you don't know it. I've studied the word my whole life, and I have found that every time I study more, I find out that I don't know that much at all. Right?
Yeah,
like I'll give you
definitely.
A prime example of it. Prime example of it. Right now we're about to roll into Christmas services, right? This week.
Crazy.
And our Christmas message is centered around, so you get an inside track if you listen to this message before you come. Our Christmas message this time is centered around the kingship of Jesus with regard to the wise men. And so the message is about the wise men. Well, I have preached, I don't know how many times on Christmas and studied this my whole life, know the Christmas story back and forth, right, in Matthew and Luke. And I am finding out things about the wise men and these gifts and Jesus's kingship that I had no clue about, right? I'm like literally finding out now. And it's coming from reading the word. You know what I mean? So this idea that you already know it, that's that first lie that we talked about. Not true, total lie, you don't, right? That's the first one. The second one that we're going to do today, Steph, tell them what episode we're in so we can be on track.
Oh, yeah, episode 228.
Okay, and this is the second one in the series. This is the second lie that Satan tells you to keep you from reading your Bible, keep you out of the Word, keep you away from Scripture. What's that lie?
No one can understand it.
Yeah, so see, this is how you know that the enemy's telling these lies, because he'll say both of these things at the same time, which don't make no sense. So like the first one was, you already know it, right? But then the second one is, nobody can understand it. They're contradictions, right?
Yeah.
They're straight contradictions, because one of those can't be true, and that's how you know he's just lying to you about it. And so
yeah.
he tells you this idea, this premise, and I think everybody has bought this lie at some point.
Oh, yeah.
That you can't understand it. No one can fully grasp it or understand it, and you need to know that that is a lie. Even a child can understand the vast majority of Scripture, right? The Bible is not just a collection of stories. It is painting us a picture of God's character and nature and who God is, and in that, describing and telling us things that God wants us to know, right? So there's a massive amount of history. There's a ton of moral fiber, right? There's all this nature and character of who God is. Matter of fact, Jesus is the picture of God. And the vast majority of these things kids can understand. I mean, they might not understand some of the historical applications of it, but most people don't even pay attention to that anyway. But my youngest daughter, Madeline, she knows her Bible pretty good, and she's not quite 10. She'll turn 10 like in a month. And she knows the word, and she knows God's character, and she knows God's nature, and she quotes the word back, and she goes to a Christian school, and they memorize a verse every single week. And this child knows the Bible. Aiden, my son, went to that school too for his, until middle school age, right? And this child knows the word, right? He knows it really, really well. And so this is a total lie of the enemy to say you can't understand it. Just because there's some stuff in there that's difficult to grasp and some stuff that's difficult to read and understand that you'd have to have some sort of – you'd have to spend some time studying in some sort of the context to be able to understand it, right? You're not going to go in there, read some names of some people and some historical places and understand everything that's happening without pulling back and studying further, right, with other materials. But it doesn't mean you can't understand what the Bible is trying to teach you about the character and the nature of God and the character and the nature of people and the problem between people and God and all those things. Of course you can. Our kids understand this very, very well, right? Very, very well. They get it. And so it's just a complete lie that the enemy wants to tell you that you can't understand it just because you run across some difficult pieces that you don't understand. Like, I run across stuff I don't understand all the time. Still. Just like I was telling you before, that I don't know it all already. I run across stuff that I don't know. I run across stuff that's hard for me to understand, that I will literally have to study more. Then sometimes it's not just the study, that you'll have to chew on it. You'll have to meditate on it and think about it over time and let the Holy Spirit open up your heart. See, that's the part that we miss about this, that the enemy cannot do anything about. He can get you to buy the lie that you can't understand this, but he cannot... He cannot change the fact that the Holy Spirit inside of your soul can illuminate the scripture and allow you to understand something that you didn't think you could understand, right?
Yeah.
Or something that's beyond your ability to understand. He can't thwart the Holy Spirit's ability to illuminate the word and to allow it to, this is a bad word, but you know what I mean, be deciphered by the reader, be understood by the reader. And so you got the Holy Spirit working on your side too, to combat the fact that there are some stuff that's a little bit harder to understand. But it's just not a good lie at all, and especially not a good lie based on the fact that it contradicts the first lie that he tends to tell us, that you already know these things. And here's the cool part about the Bible. Yes, even kids can understand it. They can understand a great deal of Scripture. But at the same time, even highly educated people have parts of it that's hard to understand, right? Like, what I mean by that is it's the only book from the Almighty— right? It's the only book around. It's the only set of stories, collections of writings around that can touch so many different people at different levels of their existence, their intelligence, their heart level, their faith level, right? It hits everybody. So if you are someone who has no context whatsoever about the scripture, you are not even a baby Christian, like you just have never been exposed to the Bible, you can understand a great deal of it. And if you're somebody who spent your entire life devoted to the study and teaching and authority of Scripture, which is what I've done, there is still pieces of it that hits you at that level of understanding and knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. There's no other book like this. There's no other collection of writings that speaks to people as children and as adults, as laymen in the Bible, and let's just say those who are professionally studying it,
mm-hmm.
right? People who are going through a particular season and just find a little Bible study, and they work that Bible study. We've done that before. You and I both have done that before, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're going through something troubling. Like, I've done multiple Bible studies in my life on depression when depression was kicking my butt, right? I've done Bible studies on, what's some of the ones you've done, Steph? You've done Bible studies on different topics.
Oh, yeah, like joy.
Yeah.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah, things like that.
I've done them on being a father. Mm-hmm. Right, at different phases of being a father. Mm-hmm. All right, because now, you know, as I was a father of one, and then I became a father of two, then I became a father of three, then I had a boy, or I had girls, and I had a boy. now I got a grown kid too. Yeah. And so there's different phases that I've done. I've done them on marriage, on marriage problems, like personal marriage problems. I've done Bible studies on
identity,
on being a man, identity. Yeah. Right. I've even done Bible studies on time management.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah. And what was the, there was one that you and I talked about so much in here. It was a book that we referenced. It was this great book that you brought up, and I cannot remember the name. It's not on the top of my tongue right now, and it's not on my notes, so I don't know what it was. But what was that book you brought up about rushed life or anxiety?
Oh, the
what is that?
It's the orange one, right?
Yes.
Oh, John Mark Comer. What's it called? The Unhurried something.
Something of an unhurried or non-anxious
life. I can
life.
Look it up
non-anxious
right now.
Non-anxious life, something like that?
No. I got it. Hold on. While you keep talking, I'll look it up.
That book in particular is all it is a commentary, in-depth study, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Yes.
Is that it? Yes,
yep.
Yes.
That's it.
Took me a minute to get it out.
Got it.
But what that book is based on is about what you said before, this non-hustle culture, this, you know, idea of slowing down and being intentionally intimate with God and the pace of day and all this. I've done Bible studies on those things. And that's all that book is, by the way. All it is a commentary of a Bible study on those things. Like, the Bible speaks to everything and everyone. And so there's never been anything like it. So the enemy wants to tell you you can't understand it. And we call bull crap on that. That is not true.
That's a lie.
It can hit every spot of your life at whatever age you're at whatever faith level you're at.
Yeah.
And also, at the same time, even the parts that are difficult, the Holy Spirit cannot be thwarted by the enemy to illuminate those things so that you and I can understand it, right?
Yeah.
You know, we did a series on the podcast and a preaching series one time about the mind of Christ and the fact that you and I, because the Holy Spirit indwells in us when we accept Christ, we actually have the mind of Jesus. And so if we have the mind of Jesus as Christians, that would mean that we would be able to understand the Word in the same way that Jesus understands the Word. And Jesus understood the Word so well that as he walks on this earth, and especially in his three and a half years of ministry, he is intentionally accomplishing all these prophecies about himself as he goes along, because that's how deeply he knows the Word, right? It shapes everything about him. And you and I have the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit is molding our minds to be just like the mind of Jesus, which means we have the ability to fully understand the Scripture too. So this is just a big lie. Do not allow the enemy to tell you, the first one was, that you already know it. You don't. And then the second one is that you can't understand it. You can understand it. So the greatest thing to do is to be in it. And
true.
We get questions all the time about how to read and what to read. And we've done podcasts on this about, you know, we've done multiple ones about where to start in the Bible and what are some tricks to reading and studying. And I could give you a million of those, but the bottom line is just read it, right? And if you have to read that with some sort of companion Bible study, fine. If you have to read it with a devotional, fine. If you have to read it in multiple different translations for you to fully understand it, fine.
That's cool to do.
No big deal, right? It's awesome. Just do it. The Bible is more readily available to us as Christ followers in this world, the majority of us. There's still lots of brothers and sisters who don't have access to the Bible, but or it's criminally outlawed, so they have to be very secretive about it. But the vast majority of Christians in the world have more unhindered access to the Scripture and to studies and commentaries and all kinds of related research around it than has ever existed in the history of mankind, right? Which means it's there and it's available for you. And that's another reason why the enemy's going to say, hey, you can't understand this stuff. Don't spend your time reading it, because it's so readily available to you. He wants to keep you away from it. And the reason we're doing this podcast series is because I remember reading that Scripture and going, Paul goes, no, we can recognize these lies. We can recognize these lies. We can see them. So this is another one. So that's all I got. Quick little bite.
Yes.
And we're back on track. At least for right now.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
That's a great one to come back to.
Come back next week. We're going to come to you with a Christmas, little Christmas message, and then New Year's, right? So you don't have to feel pressure to listen to anything. If you do listen, it'll be something quick, and then we'll be back first of the year with number 231, right?
Yeah.
The next lie. About ate my mic just now, but knocked it into my teeth. Anyway, that's where we're at. Sound good, Steph?
Yes. All right, well, we'll talk to y'all next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.